This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. It's time to see what news is heating up on the blogosphere. And today we've got three bloggers joining us to talk about a number of subjects. The first, Eric Brown, is a blogger for the Detroit News. Also, Liza Saboteur. She publishes the community blog Culture Kitchen. And John McCann, creator of the blog Book of John. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Merry Christmas. Caesar's greetings.
Thank you. You do not have to be a sports fan to talk about topic number one for today's Bloggers Roundtable, and that is Michael Vick, who this morning was sentenced to 23 months in prison. My question for all three of you, first of all, Eric, let's start with you. What's your first reaction to that?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, I just think it's unfortunate that he would receive so much time. There are a lot more egregious and heinous crimes out there. Don't get me wrong, I don't condone what he did. I just have a problem with someone going to jail for that length of time for doing what he did to animals.
Liza?
Actually, I thought that he came off pretty well. He still is facing criminal charges. It's depressing. I mean, here's a successful black man and, you know, throws it away on something ridiculous as that. So,
John McCann, what's your first reaction?
Well, I guess on the whole fairness issue, you know, I guess if I'm a dog lover, I'd say, hey, no, man, you know, this was an injustice was done. He should have got even more time. If I'm one of these folks who says, hey, everybody's trying to stick it to the black man, you know, I'd say, hey, you know, Michael Vick got done wrong. But I think really I'm the wrong guy to kind of ask these kind of questions, because anytime these stars get themselves in trouble, and as bad as the things that they do, I always find myself being very sympathetic toward them, because I'm like, man, this man is going to jail. Granted, it could have been much longer than just shy of 2 years. But, I mean, it's just sad to me, unfortunate, that the guy is going to jail at all. I guess I'm a softy that way.
So it sounds as if it's complicated, and I'm presuming that your own racial identity is what complicates it for you. Is that right?
Not for me. I think this is a case where, you know, it would be very easy to say, hey, here's another brother who was targeted. But, hey, clearly anybody can sit back and say, hey, the man, you know, did something wrong.
I mean, he had to know that there was something going on in on the premises of his house. Exactly. So, I mean, he has to take responsibility in some way or another. I don't know if 23 months is too much or too little.
I think considering that he could have got five, I think, you know, the judge was fair. So to me, it takes away that question of, you know, again, I keep bringing up trying to stick it to a black guy. Hey, I think it was very fair as far as I can rule. Again, I'm nobody to really to talk about fairness in this whole thing. But I think that the question for us is, will we forgive Michael Vick after he does his time?
Right. And it's not about race either to me. I think that a white person, Hispanic, or whomever, you do something wrong, you have to pay the price. But under the same token, I'm looking at the issue in totality with regard to what he's going to jail for.
Well, come on now. You're telling me that as black people, when somebody is particularly a black celebrity gets in hot water like this person does, that it doesn't touch you in a way differently than it would with a white celebrity? I find that hard to believe.
Not this time, no sir.
Really? So you don't feel any connection to what's happening to him?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me about that. Tell us about that, Liza. These other guys, they're not feeling that.
You know, I get frustrated. It's hubris, you know? It's you know, here's a guy that got the keys to the kingdom when it comes to sports. And there's so many talented, you know, men, black or white out there who would have died to have the opportunities that he had. And he goes and throws it away on freaking gambling of, you know, dog fights. Come on.
Okay. On that level, well, Tony, I can understand. Okay. I thought Mr. Cox, you were coming from the standpoint of, you know, do we feel like, you know, he was done a
just because he's black.
Okay. I definitely see her point. Yes, sir.
No, not whether he was done a disservice, but you feel closer to and are paying attention to and feel some sort of I don't know if kinship is the exact right word, as this person goes through it, whether it's whether he comes out on top or comes out on the bottom. Eric, you were going
to say something? Like Liza, I think the fact that here you have a young man that had the whole world to live for, and he pretty much threw it all away. I mean, say, for instance, in 2 years, his skills diminish so much, he's not able to go back to play football. Then what does he do? He can only reflect on the stupidity that got him in this situation.
Well, that's true. And now he can't play before 2010 anyway, because 2 years. So, he'll be 30 when he comes out, and we still have state charges that he has to deal with.
Right.
So in a sense, and he's going to have to probably give back some of that $20 million, I think it was $20 million signing bonus that the Falcons now want back from him. I mean, his career is, up in smoke.
Right.
Well, the Players Association.
This is one of a series. I mean, you have Marion Jones also.
That's correct.
It's like there's a whole laundry list of them like that.
As far as his career is concerned, hey, there is the CFL. But on another note, you got to look at it like this. I mean, America being the place that it is, the way we love Mike Tyson, he'll get a chance to play football somewhere. A lot of teams right now want to distance themselves and say, hey, reprehensible, we'd never have him on our sidelines. You wait until 2010.
Correct. Right? If he's the difference between winning and losing in 2010, someone will pick him up.
Hey, if he's the difference between filling up some seats, somebody will pick him up.
All right, you make an interesting point. We'll come back and talk about this on the Bloggers Roundtable in 2010. Let's move on to another topic. there was a lot of action on the campaign trail over the weekend.
Yes.
The O factor definitely in effect. Of course, we're talking about Oprah Winfrey joining Senator Barack Obama on that campaign trail. Mm-hmm. The Queen had talked to her three states with the senator, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Now, in South Carolina, on the campus of the University of South Carolina, she drew a crowd of more than 30,000, or about 30,000 or so. The Obama camp reporting that was their biggest turnout yet. So listen up. Here's what Oprah said about why she is supporting him.
I believe that Barack Obama will lead with a sense of strength and conviction, with honor and compassion. I've never done this before, but this is what I also know. If you keep on doing the same thing, the same way, all the time, you get the same results.
You know, I'm listening to Oprah. She doesn't sound like that on her TV show.
No.
Let me ask you this, John. Can her stamp, and we know that she can sell the hell out of a book, but can her stamp elect a president?
Sad to say it is. Now, I hate to say what I'm getting ready to say, because who knows? I may put together a little book someday, and it may need Oprah's help. And I guess I'm kicking myself in the pants right now. But, I mean, come on, man. I mean, this if it's a sad state of affairs, if that somebody, just because of her sheer celebrity, to answer your question, yes, she can swing things and she can turn things around. But while I have this opportunity, in case she's listening, how about this for a campaign slogan? 007, Oprah Obama 07. Okay. So, hey, maybe I get a job as a speechwriter.
Liza, I'm going to come to you in a minute. Eric, and I'll tell you why. Eric, let me have you chime in on this. What do you think about her ability?
I think it's a good move. I think it's a great move. And I say that because so often in the black community, we have always chastised our celebrities for not taking a stance with regards to making political points. She has gone out there and said, one of the things I like that she has said that, I am not trying to change any one of you, but the reason why I'm supporting Obama is because I feel that he can change America. That in and of itself is what's getting people out to see her and him together. And they are also galvanizing people to pay attention to politics right now, because the voter apathy in this country is pathetic. I mean, I can speak for Detroit. We just had a recent school board election. Only 9% of the people turned out. That's ridiculous. Wow.
Well, you make a great point in the fact that a lot of our celebrities don't stand up and be counted and lend their voice to these issues. But, man, does she have to pretend to be a female Martin Luther King Jr.? I mean, did you hear her intonations?
Hillary
Clinton went down to some Mr. McCain. Hillary Clinton went down to Selma, Alabama, and did the same exact thing. So don't criticize a sister for doing it as well.
All right, let me just tell people what we're doing, who we are, what we're talking about. This is NPR's News and Notes, and I'm Tony Cox, sitting in for Farai Jadea. If you are just tuning in, this is our Bloggers Roundtable. And joining me today, Eric Brown, a blogger for the Detroit News, Liza Saboteur. She publishes the community blog Culture Kitchen, and John McCann, creator of the blog Book of John. And we are just talking now about the weekend events involving Oprah and Obama. And Liza, I was at an event over the weekend having this discussion with a professional black woman who and her husband. And what she said was that Oprah's power was putting on display sort of race versus gender. And for her, Obama was sort of a race card in a sense, but having Oprah was really the gender issue that helped. Do you understand what I'm saying? And do you feel any of that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think that it's gender and race plus something else. And that something else is Oprah is really about highlighting the greatness on everything she touches and everything she believes in. And there's nothing more than to have this woman say, this man represents greatness. He is, you know, this is a state of grace here. If you take, for example, and, you know, for me, the people who support your campaign, support the campaigns of candidates, tell me more about the candidate than the actual candidate. When you look at, you know, that shoe guy who raised money and then bilked millions for Hillary Clinton, and then you see some, you know, the smear campaign that came out from Iowa from her campaign against Obama, and you see some of the tactics that have happened throughout, you know, the different campaigns and whatnot. When you weigh them all, you know, Obama's got the edge.
Well, you know, here's what this was a quote from The State, which is a newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina today, from a 50-year-old woman who came to hear them. She says, quote, "We came out to hear what Obama has to say." Then there was a pause, and then she says, "And to hear Oprah, of course."
And I think she will make a huge difference. Huge, huge difference in this campaign. I am actually, you know, I'm talking actually now from a gut feeling, not from like a political, you know, cynic. I just think that she really has the power of really highlighting the greatness.
Well, here's a statistic from that same paper that may back up the point that you made. 68% of the people who signed up for a ticket to that event had never before communicated with the campaign. So they're reaching people in a way that they had not. But that leads me to this question, Eric. Talking about celebrities, obviously this next person is not of the same stature of Oprah Winfrey, or in a certain different way. He is in a different way, I guess you might say. And that's civil rights leader and former U.N. Ambassador Andrew Young, who said, and you've probably seen it or heard it, that he wants Barack Obama to be president, but not until the year 2016, saying that he is too young. The blog world that I've been looking at has just blown up over this. Why is that, Eric?
It has blown up because you have these former has-beens that want to make themselves relevant, and I think it has a lot to do with jealousy.
Are you calling Andrew Young a former has-been? I just want to make sure. Is that how you characterize
Yes, I am.
Based on his
comments, he deserved to be called that because, first of all, for him to even insinuate, and he said it in a joking manner, but you cannot unring a bell. His exact words were that Bill is every bit as black as Barack, and also that he has probably gone out with more black women than Barack. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? And I found that to be a very unprofessional, a very callous, and a very ignorant statement. And people will see that, and those are the things that continue to clash the black community. When you have comments like that being made by, some might think, a civil rights icon, but I don't, he also talks about in the days of Martin Luther King, he was one of the lieutenants. Well, Martin Luther King would be very upset knowing that he said something like this about a black man who has become the best candidate of black skin to run for president, and he's not willing to support him.
Well, whether you like him or don't like him, there's no doubting the fact that Andrew Young is a civil rights icon. I mean, his bona fides are beyond question, I think, for anyone that's been around long enough to have paid attention to what he did.
He sits on the board of Walmart.
But what he does say now and what he does do now may be a very different thing, John McCann.
Well, you know, the experience thing, I think, is a bit overrated. I mean, either you can get the job done as president or not. And the bottom line for me is, it's not so much that Barack, since we're talking about him, needs to have tons and tons of political experience, because he's not going to be up there calling all of the shots by himself. The smart man can be an experienced person who surrounds himself with experienced people.
Now here's able to delegate.
I mean, look at there Bush. How many years did he have as a governor and worst president?
Your points are all well taken, and we are running short of time, but I do want to ask this one other question of you, and I'm going to come to you, Liza, first, and give me as brief an answer as you can. When you talk about Obama, is this, going back to my conversation earlier about Michael Vick, do you feel this special kinship or this special need to support him along racial lines?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, I'm always going to be partial, but at the same time, I'm still locked between him and Edwards. So I haven't made a decision of who I'm going to throw my support after.
Behind, really briefly, yeah. John McCann, how about you? Do you feel is race pulling at you on this?
Not at all, not at all. You got to come with a little bit of conservatism for me, traditional values.
Okay, and really quickly, too, Eric, for you, race, is that an issue? I've got about 10 seconds.
No, I like him as a person. Race has nothing to do with it.
All right, I appreciate it all. Eric, Liza, John. Eric Brown is a blogger for the Detroit News. He joined us from WDET in Detroit. Also, Liza Saboteur publishes the community blog Culture Kitchen. She joined us from our NPR studios in New York. And John McCann is the creator of the blog Book of John. He joined us from member station WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. And let me just say, tomorrow we're going to be dealing with the crack cocaine issue that came out today by the Supreme Court. Bloggers, thank you very much. We'll see you again.
Thank you.
Y'all take care.
You too.